Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Separated and considering divorce? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. This is when you should open the proverbial Pandora's box and re-examine all aspects of your financial portfolio. It's a necessary accounting and purging. This is not an easy task, but whether you reunite or divorce, both individuals will have a clear understanding of their own assets and their joint assets and be able to develop a sound money plan. And after going through this difficult process, you will realize why it is imperative that every single person have his or her own financial thumbprint. When I divorced, I did so while making the significant missed takes. During my divorce, I had many of what I called pity parties. There was only one invitee, me. I did it when my daughters were on sleepovers with friends and I had the house to myself. I would play music, drink a favorite beer, read, and always end up having a good cry. A pity party allows you to say to yourself, "I don't deserve this. This is awful. I never planned for this to happen to me. This isn't the life I expected." After my pity party, before I went to sleep, I would write down the three most important things I had to do in the morning because the pity party was over the moment I woke up. I had to start the process of building my new life. My ex-husband was a good man and worked hard, but I was the main breadwinner, earning a much higher salary. This was the 1970s. I fully adopted the "what is mine is yours" concept. It was a time when an African-American woman was often afforded more opportunities, promotions, salary increases, middle management positions, and career mentoring than many equally talented, hardworking African-American men. We paid the price. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.